The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to What We Said podcast, everybody. Today, we've got the girls together. The girls are going to girl today.
The gals, if you will.
The gals.
The gals.
We have the gals on the go, Brooke and Danielle. Welcome to What We Said.
Hi, we are so excited to be here.
This is the collab of the century. Mm-hmm.
We did a swap with them, so our episode with you guys will actually already be out. Mm-hmm. It was out last week, so you guys can go over to their podcast, listen to that, listen to this, and we're so excited to get into it. Our podcasts are kind of like sisters.
Yeah.
I feel like they're very similar vibes.
Twin flames.
Twin flames. Girl chats. How we wanted to get your take on how the LA life has been. I know you've only been here for 2 seconds.
Oh, I love this. So
you also, you said you haven't been here in 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I'm shook.
So we live in New York City, and I feel like we just didn't really grow up like coming to LA a lot. I mean, we've done social media for a minute. So we would come out and be like the big LA trip or whatever every so often. But I can't speak for you, Danielle, I guess. But I feel like to my core, I'm not an LA girl. So like, I feel like
I'm not either. Not in a bad way. It's just like, I can't take that, you know, like we're very much East Coast.
We're from both from the East Coast.
She's from New York. I'm from Florida. We both live in the city now. And so when we come here, we're like, whoa. Like, I feel like every
culture
5 minutes.
Shock.
Yeah.
Fish
culture
out of
shock.
Yes. We're like, oh, wait, we can't walk. I keep wanting to walk everywhere. I'm like, it's 0.2 miles, but you can't walk.
Yeah.
It really is so different.
Yeah.
Whenever I go to New York, I feel the same where I'm just like, I'm a West Coast girly to my core.
Yeah.
Like, I love New York. I love visiting. But even as I was saying, I'm like, you haven't been here in 2 years. I'm like, I haven't been to New York in forever. I feel a year and a half. We did some live shows there. It was so fun.
Do you guys know where you did them?
It was in Brooklyn. I'm forgetting the theater name.
Yeah.
We did two shows like back to back.
Oh, how was the crowd? Were they in New York?
They were great. They were great. It was so fun. That was like a dream come true trip for us because we were able to have some of our family come out too. So it was some of her family was there, some of my family. And that's cool.
My mom had never been to New York. So when we brought her up to like the rooftop at our hotel and she got to see the skyline, she literally was crying. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the best.
It was so special. Mm-hmm. Like the whole trip was just so fun. But I agree where I'm like, it's such a different pace of life.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I can appreciate it so much, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I am just a West Coast gal.
It's
so I get it.
The distance thing is crazy too, because like you're saying, you think, we can just walk here. But I think the thing for us on the West Coast is if it's an hour away, we're like, oh yeah, that's fine. Like, it's not a big deal.
Equivalent.
If it's like, oh, something's an hour away, okay, yeah, we can just go. It's not a big deal to us at all.
You're like so used to driving.
We're like an hour. What a waste of time.
Yeah,
like, exactly.
We're like a week could drive there. Yeah, that's fine.
Gosh, we're like, we have an hour drive after this. We're like, we'll have to have like a meeting in the car like, between the two of us. Like,
no,
what are we going to do to fill that void?
Yeah. Like, it's so funny. But no, we really do look forward to coming. Like, we've been so excited because it's starting to warm up a little bit in New York, but the weather here, you just can't beat it. I heard it's been like raining a little, but we came on a great week. So
yeah, it's been nice. So nice.
We're happy to be here. I mean, we get so excited. It's so funny. I always wonder, you know, because when we used to come, like, it was the dream. It was like the dream for you to be like, everyone moved to LA. Like, absolutely.
Yeah, you made it if you moved to LA. Like,
yeah. And I feel like a lot of people are still like crushing it here, which is so amazing. And so when some of our friends started to move here, I feel like we learned about, remember that place called Toast? You would like go get breakfast at Toast or Alfred or like, I just remember these like
classic places.
Like the Grove. Like last night we literally went to the Grove because that's what I still know. But I don't know like the new, you know, cool spots in Southern California. But we're having a blast.
Yeah.
Like the Grove is, you can't say it's not amazing.
No.
It really is. Like it? I love the Grove.
I'm
especially,
so
have you ever been, I mean, this is kind of maybe niche if you haven't been here a lot, but have you ever been during Christmas time?
No, but
it is magical.
But
I guess New York during Christmas time actually beats everything. So probably not. But I think it's just so festive. And so it's fun for Southern California. It's like just lights everywhere, huge trees, like the Christmas shopping. It's a vibe.
It's kind of Disney-ish, which I like.
Yes. It is.
Yeah, the trolley goes by. They're like,
Kind
of feels like you're in Disneyland.
It is.
How was your Erewhon experience? Tell us everything.
I get the hype. I mean, who doesn't? Like, but it's not really, it is a grocery store. Like they have produce.
It really
and everything,
is a grocery store.
But it is like a
special
utopian.
You're so right.
Utopian.
All the bone broths
so
and the
right.
cans and
in
like
the glass jars.
Yeah, the glass jars.
Yes,
should
the
I
branding
say.
On everything. It's so sleek. I mean, they made fun of it in you.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was living in like a parody. I honestly felt like I said to Danielle after because there was like a ton of people on their phones, like vlogging on their phones. And I was like, I mean, I was doing that
yeah.
too.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, we're all in on it, right? Yeah. Like, we all know it's a little ridiculous, but we all love it. But no, we're like playing into it.
I know.
I literally was buying groceries and we were just buying some snacks. And I was like, oh, we're going to be walking with this. I'll buy the tote bag. I was like, just pop the $50.
Yeah, no, don't buy the tote bag. No.
Like, at my grocery store, it's like, oh, I'll buy the $3. $3.
Mm-hmm. And you're saving the environment. One tote
bag.
No.
Brooke had her brown bag. She was budget friendly.
It was all reliable. It was good. Got me through.
It's a cute tote bag. It's cute. So, but we had fun.
It's spacious too. I actually don't have it, but it looks spacious. You've seen it. I saw it on your TikTok.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine just casually grocery shopping there. Like, people who go there and like actually do their grocery shopping for the week.
No, you don't.
That's crazy.
No, oh yes, of course. A lot of people, like I only know a few personally. Yeah. Like, it's a myth actually.
Yeah.
No, no, but I've only ever been there for like specialty items where it's like, okay, let's try this smoothie and let's get a few snacks and like a dessert that we've been wanting to try, you know, and that's still going to be $100. Like, I can't even fathom actually doing your grocery shopping. I think it would actually be $600.
Like, oh, no. I'm looking to make a chili tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Erewhon.
Yeah.
No, you have to get like the chili that they made and it's in the glass jar and it costs you like probably how much? $30 for that little jar? Like,
probably
more than
that. I really loved the beverage area though. Like, all the juice. I got like a chocolate almond milk I can't wait to enjoy later. Like,
all their little desserts and the little colds.
Brooke was shook. Brooke was shook. That rhymed. She didn't know they had desserts.
I thought it was too healthy for dessert. Good. I thought that it was going to be like true pinnacle of health and wellness, and it definitely is. Like, they have like the healthier versions of everything, but they had chocolate cake.
It was probably like gluten free.
I guess so. But I thought that it was going to be like true. Mm-hmm. But the fruits and everything just
the
looks.
Produce.
It's like Did you try the buffalo cauliflower?
No, that is that the hot amazing. Section? The hot
really part? Good, yeah.
We were really intimidated by the hot section. Everyone like knew what, oh, I could take that, I'll take that. We're like, I don't know what I want.
Yeah, the pre-prepared like it was ready to grab. It was a little more approachable.
We got sushi. It was good.
Did you guys get smoothies?
No.
Do you like the Hailey Bieber smoothie or any of these smoothies?
It's so good.
Really?
Hailey Bieber smoothie is so good.
What would you like compare it to? Like, is it fruity?
It's fruity. I actually saw this TikTok. It was like
creamy.
When I find out there's like, okay, this is alleged. I don't remember how many grams of sugar, but it was like there's like 50 grams of sugar in it or something. Like, that's why it's so good.
But it's from fruit.
Well, so it's mostly fruit. But it has a lot of like, it has some of those health ingredients like sea moss,
collagen.
Collagen or hyaluronic, whatever. But truly, it does taste delicious. It's like kind of a treat-ish.
Mm-hmm. Is there protein in it? Is it filling?
I don't think it has protein.
So it's a fun drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
I like a smoothie that like satisfies you. Yeah. Like, it's not just like, okay, this is a company. I mean, I never wanted to replace my meal, but it's nice when you're like, okay, that was like worth the $20.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Especially
like, I feel full.
Well, they also have a soft serve now. Version.
Ooh. I need to try
of like
that.
It's a little different, but it's also really good.
That sounds
so
really
that's
good.
Even more of a treat. But
yum.
Yeah, the hot bar and the smoothie section are like the main. I feel like
we did it wrong.
The tourist attraction.
Those are the attractions at least that
it was
people
such
will
a
go
long
to.
Line, and we had literally came from the airport
for the smoothies specifically. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it would take coffee. It takes a while.
Yeah, no, it was fun. And the supplements area, like all the Symbiotica, you were saying.
I feel like I want to transform my life after, like, going to that store.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
You're like, oh, I guess I'll start. What is the CMOS thing?
CMOS, I was
going to
say the CMOS section.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like, what is the health and wellness scene like in New York?
That's a good
question.
In
comparison,
it's different than here. I feel like it's more, like, on the weekdays, people are into it. On the weekends, people just, like, we love pizza. Like, there's so much to eat. Like, I don't know, not even the sense of food, but just, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally.
Like, it's
totally.
More about balance.
I was gonna say, here, it's something called balance. That,
yeah. No, and I don't mean that in a negative way.
Well, there's totally a huge, like, restaurant scene here, but in New York, I feel like you, collectively, you revolve your day around, like, going out to eat.
Yeah.
Like, dinner or, like, or on the weekends or whatever it is. Like, that's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I feel it's more workouts versus like here. I feel like it's like get your CMOS, get your that. Like,
yeah,
that
yeah. I think that's
I was
going to
say
difference.
Health and wellness seeps into every aspect in LA. I feel like even if you go out for dinner, it's like, oh, this pizza is gluten free. I didn't even know. They don't even give you the options. Like, oat milk is now the go to.
Really?
You ask for oat milk and it's like, yeah, that's what's already in it.
Yeah, a lot of times.
New Yorker
their jaws drop.
Like, no. Oat milk, okay?
I need my cream. Yeah. Oh my God.
Do you guys drink dairy milk?
Yeah. I didn't for a while. And then I was like, wait, why? It wasn't ruining anything for me.
You got gaslit.
We all decided to stop drinking regular milk unless you have problems. But I wasn't having stomach problems. I wasn't having skin problems. So I was like, why am I drinking soy milk?
I will literally eat like a mozzarella sticks and an extra large cheese pizza and be like, please, my oat milk latte. Like,
that's brilliant.
And if it has whole milk, I'm like,
whipped cream, but almond milk. Like that's what I make a coffee, and it's like a milkshake.
I'm so weird about that. I'm like,
you
clearly
the taste too. Maybe like
I
the
think
taste.
That's what it is. I think at this point, I actually enjoy the taste of oat milk in lattes. Yeah. So yeah, that's funny. Sweet. That's a funny thing about. Truly, there are a few places that you go that we go at least where I'll ask for oat milk, and they're like, that's what's in it. Like you have to like, I almost think maybe even. I don't know if you have to pay extra, but like to get whole milk, it's like a change.
Oh, that's what they're like, oh my gosh, we have to pull it out of the bag. Yeah. Alert, right, the sirens.
Literally. Get the cows.
Like, person wants whole milk.
Shocking. Bring the cow out.
Literally bring them out. Like, the cow comes out. They're like, shame, shame.
Literally.
It is different. I do miss New York though.
Saw you in New York. Was that the last
time?
Yeah,
yeah.
Or two times ago?
That was maybe two times ago, but that was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a really long time ago. New York also doesn't have like the sun lifes and the, like we have a few like quick, I just feel like you guys have
so many different
fast,
variations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like we don't have a lot. I mean, we have like kava and sweet green, but like
those are like bowls. True. I'm talking like you're drinking like a delicious matcha smoothies. Like
with like really good ingredients. Like I feel like, you know, like it's good that you're putting into your body. Whereas New York, there's like, I mean, I love Juice Generation. I literally miss smoothie every day, but it's not like this.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest difference. That's an interesting question.
Yeah. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. And I feel like it's so easy to just get overwhelmed by the idea of starting or maybe restarting your fitness journey in any capacity. And that's why we're excited to be sponsored by Peloton. Cycling is such a great way to work out, to release endorphins. I feel like anytime I've done any sort of cycling class, I leave and I'm just like, oh, wow. I feel like I just released so much energy and in the best way. Like it feels so good.
And sweat.
Mm-hmm. So Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. Wherever you're starting, there are thousands of classes to get you moving, whether that's beginning or advanced rides, feel good, live DJ rides, or artist themed rides. They've got something for you. You can find different instructors. They have different music playlists. And it's important to find someone that you vibe with and you like their music. It will really pump you up and make you excited for the workout. And I love that. Yeah, even if you're a beginner, you can still start and feel confident. And they have really, really great people instructing and just different types of rides.
My in-laws are obsessed with Peloton. My sisters-in-law will always talk about it and talk about their instructors, which class they did together. I love that you can also be motivated by others while you're doing it, because that is the downfall of doing workouts at home by yourself. If you're just like, oh, no one's paying attention, but Peloton is the best mix of both worlds. You get to have privacy, but you're also part of a community. Peloton Entertainment keeps you moving, so you can also watch your favorite TV shows and live sports too as you ride. Perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. So wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Go check it out.
Just Thrive is one of our favorite sponsors. It's something that is incorporated into both Chelsea and my routine. We've gotten friends and family hooked on it. They have their Just Thrive probiotic. They have a gummy version of it now too, which is really nice for especially the beginning of my pregnancy. I just wasn't really in the mood to be taking like a pill or like a capsule of something. And so the gummies taste really good and it's the same formula. They also have a new stress soothing formula called Just Calm, because stress can make a mess of your digestion and your immune system, but you can say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, serene, more relaxed you. Just Calm's proprietary mood lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Also, their Just Thrive probiotic is a spore probiotic, which we did a whole episode with the co-founder, and she explained all about gut health. It's a super informative episode if you're interested. It's one of our top episodes, but their probiotic banishes bloat and constipation, so your gut can produce more serotonin, which is your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep, so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized.
With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you with the day every day. So right now, when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code What We Said, you can get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm. That's like getting a month for free.
That's justthrivehealth.com and use promo code What We Said. Take control today with Just Thrive. Go check it out. Okay, you guys have had your podcast for like 6 years.
Yeah.
I'm going on a different tangent. What made you decide to start a podcast? We wanted to like get into the nitty gritty of that. This is kind of an annoying question. It's like, how did you start?
Yeah.
But I just want like a brief, what was the thing where you're like, wait, we should start a podcast together?
And how long had you been friends before you started the podcast? Like how many years?
A long time. So we were friends for...
We always look at each other like, oh,
yeah.
Babe, like...
Yeah, well, we met when...
What was it when I was you like first 15, laid eyes on me?
Yeah, literally.
We had been friends for like 6 or 7 years at that point. Yeah, a minute. And then we went to school together for 1 year college. So like we got even closer, I would say, that year.
Yeah.
But we were already like very good friends.
Yeah.
So then... I mean, it's a debate. Like, was it someone that told us? But then we kind of came up with the
idea. Well, I think we were already thinking about... Basically... Long
like a manager
short,
or something?
No, my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
He was like, you guys should start a podcast. But I think we had already been thinking about it. But it definitely got the ball rolling. I think we just have good banter. And I think everyone in our life was like, you guys should do something together collaboratively. You both have your YouTube channels. And mm-hmm. so we did it.
Yeah. And it's completely separate than our YouTube. Like we
And you were both YouTubers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you met, you were too.
Yeah, that's how we met.
That's how we met.
I can't believe you were that young and you were YouTubers.
I know.
Yeah, babies on the internet.
Like YouTube in a way. Just so much on the internet.
Do you feel like that? This is a stupid question because it's just obviously the answer is yes. Like, do you feel like that has altered your brain chemistry, like being online for that long and growing up like that? Like, that is very, I feel like even for me, I feel that way. And I started more, I guess, when I was like 18, which is very different than like 14.
Now, yeah.
But still, like, I even sometimes think of that where I'm like, oh my gosh, my whole 20s, like, I've been online. Mm-hmm. I haven't ever had like a normal job. Like,
yeah,
it just like, have you guys ever had
retail
jobs and stuff? Okay.
I had like a few jobs. Like, I worked at like an ice cream shop, like those kind of jobs. And then I had a like corporate job just for a very short stint, but I did. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I guess it's cool because I could like see sort of both sides. But even by being online, my corporate life was like impacted, or even my like working in an ice cream shop, because it was like people came in and they're like, oh, that's the girl that does YouTube in our high school. Or like even my corporate job, people were like, we were just watching your videos. I'm like, this is a corporate office people.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. Nothing scarier than someone acknowledging your social media presence in person.
Yeah. Actually, I don't do that at all.
I was literally at a family dinner and they're like, I watched your video. I'm like, stop. And I'm going to stop you there.
Yeah, we're just going to.
You don't know me on the
Hannah Montana life. Okay.
I know.
Miley Cyrus right now.
You pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah, you're putting it into the void. Like when someone makes it real, you're like, you saw that?
Yeah.
No,
no,
I know.
Yeah. Like, I didn't think anyone saw that.
It's so true.
It's fake.
Yeah. But we have been online for, a very, very long time. And I definitely agree.
It was different though. Like back then, there was like, I feel like.
More wholesome.
And now it's like we're at Air One and everyone's vlogging, you know? So I feel like if we. Like, we started at a time where we were still, like, really trying to remain, like, in our normal life. We really didn't want to talk about it in public.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys first, too, when you started. It's just, like, I don't really... Even today, we're at the dry bar, and they're like, what do you guys have going on? We're like, I work. Like, I don't know why. You just, like, don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Why is it, like...
I don't know why.
Literally embarrassing. Like, I don't want it to be like that.
Like, we're so proud. All of us are so proud.
But it is this
you still
weird...
You want to get into it.
Once they start asking, like, what do you do for work? You're like...
A little marketing,
it depends how much time you got.
No, because then they just have lots of questions. Mm-hmm. Oh, you should follow me. Like it's just like we're all networking together, which is fine. But
of course, I start perceiving myself then too. I'm like, what is my like when my boyfriend talks about me? Like, what does he say to it? He meets people. What does he say? I do. I'm like, oh my gosh, how? Oh, she's an influencer. I'm like, I cringe.
Well, I hate that it is cringy to be called like. I hate that I think it's cringy that I'm an influencer.
I know.
It really is like, I almost think, not to get like too deep in, you know, into like misogyny right now, but it's like, it really is so incredible that so many women that I know are like running these businesses and they're the breadwinners. And like, I am so proud of that. I think it's so amazing. And I almost feel like we've gotten tricked into being like influencer, like so cringy because it's usually female dominated.
Yeah.
And it kind of like makes me want to push back a little bit and be like, wait, we need to like reclaim just, I don't know, that
make
it's
it
like
cool
a
again.
Really, yeah, it's not a cringy thing. It's like,
be proud.
It's very, it's very, all the influencers that I know, I'm so impressed by and inspired by them. So I'm like, we need to like
change that.
Maybe not be, I literally am embarrassed. So that's why I'm saying that because I feel dumb when I'm like, I'm an influencer. I'm like, oh, I don't want to. Like, even I said that recently, and the person I said it to was like, oh, that's that word is like so. I was like,
I know.
Yeah, it is, but I don't.
There like a podcast. Sometimes we'll say we're podcasters.
Yeah.
Content creator, but then you're like, they're like, what content?
Podcaster, I think, is the best.
Podcaster,
the most respectable, maybe.
I like saying podcast.
But see, is it because there's a lot of male podcasters.
Stop. This is so deep. Yeah, stop. You're so right. Because it was originally male, not like.
Maybe. Oh my God. But then the worst is when they're like I have a question. When people ask you what we said is about, what do you say?
We usually say it's a lifestyle podcast. That's what I say.
That's what we say.
Like, oh, it depends on who's asking. If it's a guy, I try and shut down immediately because I'm like, you will not be interested.
Yeah, like it's not your demo.
It I'm like, it's girl talk. Yeah,
don't even listen ever. Yeah. Yeah. Please don't.
Yeah. You won't get it. I'll say girl talk, lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny stories.
What do you guys say?
Same thing. I always say to Brooke, I'm like, we need a pitch. We need like a go-to.
You guys probably said more like, we're best friends.
Yeah.
Talk about stories from our lives, but then also lifestyle.
Yeah. It's just so interesting when I hear about other podcasts, I don't immediately say like, oh, what's it about? Like I could just tell what the vibe is immediately. Yeah. Like it doesn't have to be. I think I'm just self-conscious about it. Like, sorry, it's not educational per se.
Yeah, I know.
But like people do learn stuff. We give our favorites. Yeah. We give our recs.
I'm sure you guys too get a lot of like boyfriends though or like husbands or something that are like, oh, I listen. Like they listen because of their.
Yeah.
Like, or they listen partner, together or something. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Like, no, it's entertaining. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
There's a, I know. It's always really fun. It's always surprising. Even at live shows, I'm sure you guys have like the token boyfriends who come.
Oh my God, I
and
love them.
Some of them are like. There have been a few where we're like, oh, like
you need
they're
to
not,
leave immediately.
You need to leave, like you're not getting it.
Yeah.
But most of them are just so nice and like, I listened to the podcast too. Like she taught me this and that. And I'm like, this is everything. So we love a supportive king.
No, it's the sweetest when they're like, oh yeah, like I know your boyfriend from your videos. Like I think I'd be friends with him, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I love that.
Or when they like we do meet and greets after and like the guy will come and then we take a picture of the girl and they're like, do you want? And he's like, okay, I'll get the photo.
Yeah, well. So cute. I love it so much.
I know, it's so sweet.
Yeah. Are you guys doing any more live shows right now?
Well,
Am I okay?
Not right
live
now.
From the hospital.
Dumb question.
Virtual live
show. No, we would love to. Yeah.
You just did some.
That's
what
I was thinking about. How was your guys' tour?
It was so fun.
We loved it. Yeah. And now we're going to take because we want it to be like a different show. Not every time. Not every single, but like different tours kind of.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break now and then like we'll start up with another new material, I guess, if you will.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's so fun. Yeah, definitely. I think even like regardless of us being pregnant, it's kind of nice to have like a bit of a break from the shows to like recoup and
you get the creative juices again.
Have you seen, you guys know Canceled
podcast? Yes.
Have you seen that they're on tour?
Yes.
I have been like trying to wrap my brain around like how many shows they're doing. And I'm like, wait.
I don't understand.
Know that like artists do this. I know that comedians do that. But I'm like, just the effort that it takes like touring and we did not even that many shows. Like we did one time, we did two in one night. And we were like, we'll never do that again. Like it was so
draining.
It was so draining because we did meet and greets too.
Oh my gosh.
And for their sake, not like, oh, it's so hard, but it's like
you want to give everybody a great show.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want fresh energy. Yeah. You want to be like, it was also just a really, that was like our worst show, not in terms of the people that came, but like the people who were running it. There was a lot of mishaps.
Production.
So I think it was just a lot of things compiled that was like, oh, that was like a stressful night. But yeah, I've seen them talking about like, oh yeah, we do two shows a night, like back to back to back, like
back-to-back nights. We've never done back-to-back nights.
I'm like, oh my gosh,
we've
that
been
is
asked to do that. And we're like, nope, no candy.
I need a day.
It's crazy how much traveling.
We've done the back-to-back nights. Like when we did Texas, we did Austin. Yeah, like we've Dallas, done we drove nights, to Austin. But we were like, even that is like definitely because
you're saying you did two in one night.
Yeah, that's
we did two
crazy.
In one night. But we also did New York back-to-back. I think.
Sorry. I mean, like different places, like where it's not like we're traveling that morning and then the next night.
We did that once. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that was
Chicago. We did two shows, two different venues. I guess like two different nights.
It's
not ideal because it's you want to sleep in and maybe explore the city a little if you're traveling. You
it
know?
Made me like just we are obviously not Taylor Swift, but I'm like, wow.
I don't know how she.
I know. I can't comprehend
seven
it.
Nights. She didn't like. Did she do seven nights in LA or something crazy?
Like so many. I know so many artists do that, like back to back to back for like months.
Mm-hmm.
And like they'll be on a tour bus and I'm just like, I am so, am I a baby? Like,
you know what
it was insane.
Sorry to interrupt.
We probably are, but.
What I will say is with music, it's amazing because they know they're singing the same songs every night in the dances and they still talk and it's a lot of energy. But I feel like with the live shows, you want to give something unique to each one. So it's like,
fresh.
Okay, I got it. Because it's not script. I'm sure your eyes isn't scripted.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, I got to like do that again.
It's like improv for
it's
an
improv.
Hour.
Yeah. Whereas at least like, you know, you have the same songs every night. Not discrediting at all. But I think that's where it's different.
Would you guys, were you like nervous to do the tour in the first place, or were you like, this will be so fun?
Like for your first show.
For your first live show, were you like, wait, wait, wait.
I mean, we were shaking in our boots, but I think we were so excited. The night of. But I feel like beforehand, like, did you guys ever do like meet and greets? Like, we used to do so many meet and greets when we were younger.
No.
Like meetups is what we would call them.
Like literally in parks. No. I mean, we would never know. Because it's like, you can't just be like, come meet me at the park. Like, that's not safe.
But we used to do that.
No, I know.
We'd be like, meet up in front of this statue in Central Park, straight up. And people would come.
And we were like 15. Like, what?
Our parents. No, no, I'm like so serious. So we already like, we're so familiar with that.
Unchaperoned.
Yes, please. At this exact time and place, come find me.
Like, where is the picture of me? This is what I'm wearing.
Yep.
So
you know everything about my life.
You could never know.
I mean, no.
We have some with like basketball courts in the background, like photos of us with followers. Like, we're literally at parks in New York.
But did you guys ever do any kind of performing before? Like,
I guess
theater growing up.
Well, theater, yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
That helps.
Were you guys really nervous?
Chelsea wasn't. I was. So our first live, well, I don't want to speak for you, but I'm just saying, I feel like you've always had like the confidence
faith in us.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm terrified. Like, I get so nervous to, the only experience I really have on stage, well, I guess we did dance. I never got super
dance
nervous to
different.
Dance.
Yeah. Cause it's not like your personality.
But like singing on stage, I was always like, ugh, like I would get so nervous for stuff like that. And so we planned our first live show, and we had like two of our friends as guests who are also influencers. And Chelsea was like, yeah, for our next one, like we could do just us. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, we need someone to, like, we need to have conversation to bounce off of. Like, what are we just, you know, just us two up there? I was like, I'm terrified.
Aww.
And she was like, JC, we do that every week. And I'm like, every I know, week. But in front of a crowd, like, and so I was really nervous. Like, I remember I was like gripping Chelsea's hand. Like, we are not touchy. And I literally was like holding her hands. I was like, I'm so scared. And then once we got up there, I was like, that was the best night of my life. Like, that was so fun. I literally, like, my nerves completely went away. It was so fun. Oh, and I feel so like you're good. Just very comfortable too.
Well, I had done singing, and I remember I was always so nervous to sing on stage, and I would do like shows for a while. I was like doing music, and the thing that I loved the most was talking in between the songs. Like, I would be nervous to sing because it's like, what if I mess up a note? Mm-hmm. What if I do this? But then in between the songs, like when you're just like talking to the crowd, I love that. So I was like, this is literally just the best part of what it's I used so to, good. You know, actually like about it. So I was like, oh, we got this.
I think what I was most scared of for live shows was like, I feel like obviously Chelsea and I have like great banter and stuff. I wasn't
there's
worried about
no cushion
that.
If you don't have other people.
Yeah, but yeah. I was like, there's just no cushion. And also, like, am I going to make funny comments when I'm on stage in front of 500 people? Or am I going to freeze up and just be like, say something cringy and no one laughs, and then I'm gonna like be
they
even
react
more
in
scared
person.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think I was just honestly, I feel like our audience is like, I don't want to say they're easily impressed, but like,
no, they're just happy to be there.
Just yeah, I was like, okay, like I forgot that they're here for us.
They know
they
us.
They like us and they know us. So it's not like I'm speaking to a random group of people who have never. I think if I was speaking in front of like 500 random people, I'd be like, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
But after the first show, I was like, oh, I forgot they like know us.
They're literally there for you. Now, our parents
always
came
to
a lot.
We have the best support system too, so that helps because they're hyping us up backstage.
It's great. They're great.
I know.
Like,
we ask them for feedback every time. We're like, please give us notes. Like, literally perfect, girls. We're like, oh my god, amazing again.
Because they'll give us notes sometimes, though. So I'm like, okay, that was a good one.
I know. Yeah. So then we're like, but the notes are like minute. Like, it's
they're not like,
maybe like make this transition. Like, it's not anything. They're not
really so nice.
Too
deep. We love it. It's like a dream for us. I feel like to do that and to be able to connect with that many people. And I feel like it would be really hard to run a meetup for like 500 people or something.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a really efficient way to like get everybody in a room and like connect. And
for sure.
It
and I
so
think
nice.
It's credit to both of our audiences too. Cause if you were to have an audience that just is not the vibe or the just not welcoming, it's probably, we probably wouldn't be having fun, but because the people that listen, it's like, oh, you're the same as us. You get our jokes. You understand. You think you like the same things that we do. So it's just like this whole room of these girls that just get it.
Just like the best
like
friends, literally. And you feel so comfortable when you're like, I'm literally in a room of my friends. Like, they're not here to like criticize.
No.
They're just like here to have fun.
For sure.
And they've always been. We've had great crowds. Like, it has been so fun.
Yeah.
It's electric.
We'll have to like come to each other's shows someday.
100%.
Like, if you guys did you do an LA show?
No.
Okay.
It's on our list.
Yeah. When you come to LA,
where did you do one here?
Yeah.
We did have the improv.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? We did a few improvs
good.
In other cities.
It was really fun.
Cool. Okay,
yeah, I kind of like those more
intimate.
Like comedy club vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those venues a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's what we would do if we came over, like an intimate vibe. We're like nervous that no one watches us over.
I know. I feel like we don't want it to be a flop. We get nervous that because you don't really know. That's the thing.
Do you guys, when you pick your cities, like is these just cities you guys want to go to, or do you talk to people and they suggest?
It's usually our top, like,
it's like analytics wise too. Yeah. Like we'll be like, okay, here are the cities. But some have surprised, like, I remember when we went to Dallas, it was like one of our biggest crowds. Yeah. We were like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. We just didn't realize that.
That
people
was also
in
Chicago. Well, we knew.
Yeah.
We had a feeling,
Chicago.
But
yeah.
Like no,
Chicago
it sold out in like 5 minutes.
I mean, I'm sure you guys maybe had been to Chicago before, but when there are cities that like you've just never been to, even you're like, wait, people here that I've never met, like know who I am and want to come like watch us podcast live. Like it's so confusing. Cause in LA or, you know, even in Orange County, we're like, oh, of course. Like,
yeah,
our friends, family, people who know us.
We
that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you then you go to a random city, like I've never been here, and there's people coming to see me. What?
And I'm sure you meet people like daily basis, like on the street or something, who are like, oh, I listen to your podcast or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you
like,
make you feel a little more secure
in your vicinity, where you're like, yeah, okay, people, I could probably get 100 people to
hopefully.
I probably
that's
get it.
That's what I felt about New York, but everywhere else we were like, well, this is like rolling the dice right now.
I was just wondering, because we literally are just like, eh, we want to go there. I mean, we look at comments and analytics,
feedback,
but a lot of times we're like, I think we have a good feeling about that. And we've been wrong about some, not in the sense of the crowd, but like, you know, maybe it didn't fully sell out or something like that. We're like, oh, okay.
It is a complete dice roll, I feel like, even just with numbers. Like, it is so hard to actually visualize. Like, when you're podcasting and you're just like, right now it's just us four, it's like so hard to understand that people are, for me
listening.
At least, like, it cannot connect in my brain that people will be listening to this.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
It's so I think when we first were like, oh, you know, Dear Media is like, oh, let's do a tour. I'm like, who? With who? Like, to who's gonna watching? Like,
that's
what?
Really so sweet.
Because it's just
so
like
many fans.
It's just it's so like surreal to be like,
crazy.
Oh, there's actually real
you guys are
people.
Very humble. Just like, I mean, you guys are like a huge.
No, when
podcast,
we told people,
like,
we're like people
seriously.
Know you guys. Yeah.
Oh well, that's nice.
That is nice.
I feel the same way about you guys.
Oh,
I feel the same way about us.
Like I feel the same way. Very famous.
We are huge.
Yes, thank you. We are celebrities. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy has been there for me, you know, during my biggest life changes, which I find to be the most beneficial time for me personally to use therapy because I get to talk to somebody who's not necessarily in the situation, who is a professional, who can really help me learn positive coping skills, maybe how to set boundaries, and just empowers me to be the best version of myself. And I know sometimes you can feel like you don't have enough time for appointments, you have a lot going on and you're stressed about it, and you feel like maybe adding another appointment or another thing to your to-do list like therapy can be more stressful, but believe you me, okay? It's going to be worth your time and your effort to make that time to talk to somebody and start therapy.
Therapy is not just for people who have gone through like extreme trauma in their lives. It can really help anyone. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills if you need to set some boundaries in your life or just feel empowered to be the best version of yourself, because sometimes these little things that just bog you down in your mind can really just make you not have a great time day to day or feel stress or anxiety. And sometimes talking through things, verbally processing what you're going through can really help you be the best version of yourself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which is really, really nice and convenient. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, which is also super important to find someone that you really get along with and feel comfortable with. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatwesaid today to get 10% off your first month. That is betterhelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. And that's why we love Quince. I'm sure you've heard about Quince before. Maybe you've seen them on social media, people sharing their favorite sweaters from there or something, but it is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. Just the best of both worlds. And they have the cutest stuff. One of my favorite sweaters that I wear all the time, it's like a white crew neck sweater, is from Quince. And I get so many compliments on it. And it feels so luxury, but it is so affordable.
They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. I got Kay's little cashmere set. They have some kid stuff that are really, really cute. They also have home stuff as well. I've gotten some napkins from there just to like put on when I have people over for dinner or something like that. That just elevates the whole vibe. And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So you're getting quite the bang for your buck.
I have two different silk skirts from Quince that I really love. I have like a champagne colored one that's kind of more maxi midi vibes. And then I have a mini skirt that's black, and it's so comfy and feels very, very high quality. So by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us, which is amazing. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/whatwesaid for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/whatwesaid to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/whatwesaid.
Well, we had our audience write in, so we do an advice column every month. Sick. And we wanted to do this with you guys some like kind of big sister-esque advice.
Yeah. Girly things, like, you know, kind of going off what we talked about on your podcast. Really, you guys need to go listen to the episode we did on theirs because we got down content. And dirty.
Yeah, literally, in the shower.
And we're ready to get dirty. Even dirtier. Okay, I'm gonna read mine first. Perfect. I'm 25 years old and I've never been to the gynecologist. Do I need to go? What would they do?
Oof. That's the whole message?
Yeah. What would they do? I'm trying to comprehend like when you go for the first time.
I think I was 18.
Is it just usually when you become sexually active they say to go?
You should
go
then. And then I feel like there's an age. And okay. I thought that it was like 21 or 22.
I thought so too. It was like 21 or 22.
Because you were sexually active.
Oh.
You're like, because.
I guess.
Yeah.
Telling on yourself. You're like, I started going at a very young age.
No. Yeah, that's so interesting.
I went like before I went to college. My mom was like, I don't need to know what you're going into, but like, I want to take you, you know, to the whatever. She's like, I don't need to know what you're getting into, but like, I'm going to take you.
Oh.
It's very important to go. I will, even if you're not sexually active, really like for important. Real.
Yeah.
It's the only
especially
way.
Especially if you're 25. I feel like it's good. Also, definitely. I think what they do is. Like a pap smear. Mm-hmm. They might just check to make sure everything's good down there.
Breast exam, you know,
why
very
not
important.
Do too many things, yeah. though.
The first time I went, I think maybe, I don't know how old I was. Anyways, I remember it wasn't like the full thing. And she was like, okay. And then next year, we'll do the full feet and the stirrups. And
yes.
It's a little uncomfortable, but if you have, what I do is I just talk to her. I'm like, talk to me. Like, let's talk about my day. And then they just pull it, this like liquid out, and they test it, and it's really good. I mean, transparently, one time there was like a little imbalance, so I had to like take some vitamins, and now I'm good. Yeah. But it's good to do.
I feel like it's also never too late. Like, I don't want her to feel dumb. You know, sometimes
you just don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you put things off, like
the dentist.
You literally haven't been to the dentist in 2 years. So
no, I mean, I'm like terrified of the primary doctor. I don't go every year. I like go to the gynecologist, I go to the dentist, but I don't. You know, it's like
We talk about this all the time that no one, like, you become an adult, and no one tells you to do these things. So you almost have to, like, we didn't know.
You're like the dentist every 6 months.
You gotta do that.
Yeah,
the dentist 6 months is crazy.
Crazy. I'm like, it's already been 6 months. I'll get a text from them. I'm like, okay, let's postpone that. I'm not ready.
I know. Yeah, I was just there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have a chatty dentist, I'm like, I don't have new material yet.
No.
I don't
know. No. 100%.
Not when they're also like literally putting stuff in your mouth. They're like, how was your day? I'm like, ma'am.
No, I was a chiropractor and he's so sweet, but he was literally cracking the heck out of my neck and my back, like literally putting all of his weight. And he was asking me questions. And I'm like, oh, I got this. I'm like, okay, can we talk after? Like, I'm just trying to relax and trying not to think about you snapping my neck. Like, let me just chill
first. Yeah, because aren't you supposed to, like, exhale? You're not supposed to be, like, holding your breath or talking. You're supposed to be like,
like,
how's your day?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's I think it's never too late to make an appointment for the gyno. And you know what? Now that we're saying that, it's like, it would be good to have on your calendar, like at the beginning of the year and mid-year, to like remind yourself to make those appointments that are annoying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't do that, but I should, because
Brooke
I feel like,
does hers
do
the
you?
Of the
yeah,
year.
I tried it in the beginning of the well, or make the appointment, because sometimes it's 3 months to get an appointment. So like, I'm just now going in March or whatever, but
that's the weird thing about doctors. Yeah.
I know. But go on ZocDoc also, I think. The
love
key
that.
With
I love
the
ZocDoc.
Yeah, and find a good doctor. Like, I feel like you don't just have to settle and like be like, oh, I'll just go to this one that's available. Like, you know, go to the one that has good reviews, that makes you feel comfortable. Yeah. That's a really important one to make sure you have a good doctor that you feel comfortable with.
Especially a lady doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're definitely up in your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to feel good.
And it's empowering. It's about women's health. Yes. They also will like check around, feel you to make sure there's nothing like alarming in that sense. And they just make you feel so good. And it's just a ton of women in there. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's true. I love that. I need to make some appointments.
You got enough appointments.
Yeah, true.
I was going to say, like, how many
what do you mean?
You're getting checked down there enough.
No, you know what? I was already thinking about how like I need to, once I'm not pregnant anymore, I was thinking like, okay, I need to make a dentist appointment. Like I was thinking about that recently, about the appointments thing. It's like,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's sometimes really you want to know.
I know.
I just put it off.
My dentist was like, oh, come back soon. Like it's been 6 months. And I was like, oh, I'm pregnant. And they're like, you can still come when you're pregnant. I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah. I wait enough.
I think I'll wait.
The cavities can wait. Thanks.
Okay. I'm genuinely repulsed by every man I see, and I'm only attracted to fictional men. I don't know what it means. Please help.
Please. Because they're not real, because they're so perfect. Because real men aren't like storybook written. I feel
that
like.
That was deep.
Yeah, dang. I know. Mic drop.
I know.
Yeah, it's true. No, like reading a book, like a
romance.
Yeah, a rom-com, or
any, where they're the hero. Yeah. And you're like
those are never going to be realistic.
They cause relationship problems. I swear. Like you're like, why is this guy doing absolutely everything for us? Because a woman wrote it.
Yeah.
So that'll do it.
Have you ever read a book about a man written by a man? It's not the same as a man written by a woman.
Yeah, no.
I don't even think I have. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, all of the books I read are written by women.
Unless they're nonfiction. Like,
Like, any book, I swear. Who are your... Okay. Asking for a friend. If someone... You're both readers, right?
Brooke Moore.
Okay. If you had someone come to you and say, I'm in a reading slump, I haven't read in 3 months, what book would you recommend to them to get back into it? I know everyone's taste is different.
Yeah.
Maybe like a basic girl like me who reads like...
Did you ever read Lost Mrs. Parrish?
Yeah, read it.
Yeah. I mean, that one I feel like is
that
a quick...
Wait,
did you read Housemaid?
Yeah.
Oh, those are the two?
Okay.
It's a little bit... thicker, which I know like the length kind of scares some people, but I really like Kristen Hannah. She's one of my favorite authors.
Okay.
Great Alone is my favorite book by her. Like, I feel like it still stays with you.
Really, what is that about? You don't have to like give me the whole plot, but like, is it what's the genre?
It's fiction, but it's historical fiction, I guess, in a way.
That's Chelsea's alley.
Oh, you like that?
I love historical fiction.
So it's Alaska in the 1970s, which I am not like, so we're clear, I like a romance in New York City. Like, that's my vibe. Yeah. So that's why the fact that I like this book so much is shocking, but it is just an amazing, like, I was reading it in like Ubers. Like, I was like, I need to know what happens next. So that's how I feel.
Am I thinking of the wrong author, or did she write The Nightingale?
She did.
Okay, that's also a fantastic book. One of my mom's favorite books. I haven't read it yet. I need to read it.
It's incredible.
They appeal to like a wide range of people too. And the history element, like, I was like, oh, no, I don't really care that much. Yeah. Like, I mean, I do care. Like, it's intriguing, but I would rather hear about the girlies. Like, I don't need to know.
I think for me, reading has to be like, what the point I'm at recently is like, I feel like there's just so much going on in life in general. I'm like, I want to escape. Like, I don't want to read about something hard. Which maybe The Great Alone is, but like, you know,
title, like, you know,
sometimes
you
when cry, it's like heavy, I'm like, I just want to escape and like,
feel happy.
Yeah.
Take me to an island where a boy swoops me off my feet.
Exactly. Like,
I'm there with you.
But it depends on my mood. And I've been in kind of a slump, which I want to get out of. But The Great Alone, that's a good one. And The Nightingale. I think both of those are kind of sad, heavy books. But
I know.
I've heard they're amazing.
If you liked Housemaid, that author, Freida McFadden.
I haven't read any other books by her.
Oh my, that's what I do. I'm just like, really? Okay. So I just read her book called The Coworker, and that was great. Like, just any of
her
books.
I do that too. Like, I'll just stick to the same.
Yeah, you stick to what you know. Her books are quick. Like, you feel so good because I finished that on one weekend, and that's very not normal for me.
I love when I finish a book in a weekend.
I am smart. I am well read.
Yes.
What's your vibe of, like, what authors do you like or what other books do you like? Like, are you reading more? Like,
I have the worst memory of anyone you've ever met, especially when it comes to books. Like,
no problem.
Once I read it, literally the next day, someone's like, what was it about? Like, who's the author?
I'm
like,
the same
idea.
Way. But you're like, I liked it.
Yeah,
it
was enjoyable. I feel like if you brought up people, I'd be like, oh, yeah. Like, I wouldn't say Colleen Hoover is like my favorite author, but I have read a lot of like that style of book. Oh my gosh, who are the other ones that I've read? I've read some Lisa Jewell.
Like those. Yeah.
I like those.
Mm-hmm. Like those.
I don't love them.
They're more like easy, quick. They're nothing intense.
Some are better than others. Like, None of This Is True is one of my favorites. I like that. Did you ever read that one?
I don't think so.
You would like that. It's actually about a podcaster. So.
Oh,
yeah. Let's talk about that.
I'm trying to think of the other. There's like been a few authors who I've read a few of their books. They're romance vibes. It's like I feel like I have similar style reading genres to Kenzie.
Yeah.
Like okay. Whenever she posts, I'm like, okay, like yeah. I've read that or yeah. like I like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I love her writing.
Yeah, thriller romance.
So
yeah.
Thriller romance, but I don't have like specific. I've truly been in such a slump. I haven't read much lately. So
I know.
And again, since my memory's so bad, it's like it has to be so fresh for me to remember.
Like the last
book. But The Housemaid is the last book I read.
I love it. Well,
it was really good.
Housemaid Secret.
And that's like the
sequel.
The second one.
So, and I found it to be just as good.
Really?
And they're coming out with a third
and
in a few months.
Coming out. Oh,
wow. Okay, yeah. So you guys should
do that.
The woman never stops writing. She comes out with a book every like 2 weeks. Like, I don't know how it's possible.
I'm obsessed.
Okay, I need to get on that. We did not give this woman advice whatsoever.
I know.
Like,
I
oh, you're attracted to men. Here's
like,
some,
here's what we like.
Here's more books.
Yeah, here's books.
No. I would also say that you just haven't met the right person yet.
Yeah,
like
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just haven't met you yet.
Yeah.
Like because,
yeah. You will, with the right person, like, I feel like you're not going to have to convince yourself, like, oh, he's cute or like, oh, I'm attracted to him. Like, it will just, you just will be. Yeah.
I was thinking about that concept of when girls say, like, I'm just so confused. Like, does he like me? Does he not? And I was just thinking about how, like, you will not be confused.
No.
Mm. Like, with the right person,
like,
I know that's a different
thing.
Me. Yeah, but it's like, you will not be confused when it's the right person. I feel that way.
You will
and
not
same
be
with,
jealous. You will not, like, everything just goes out the door.
Yeah.
So, like, I know they like me.
It will just be, like, easy. And I feel the same way with this. It's like, you will just be attracted to them, and it won't be like, oh,
well. I have to convince my friends, like, oh, he's not ugly, I swear.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, okay, so you do think he's ugly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't like the
so
guy.
You're
that's
aware.
Fine.
Uh-huh. You're aware of him.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Determined to have a smooth bikini line this summer, but cannot figure out how. Swear I've used all the products, lotions, razors.
We talk about this all
you know,
the time.
You know, I don't have the answer to that besides probably laser.
I was going to say I do waxes when I want like a clean.
Waxes, yeah.
It's so painful.
It's hard to keep up with though too because it's like, oh, heaven forbid, I have to go to the beach the week before I go get my wax.
Laser's the best option.
You guys got to wear boy shorts.
Literally.
I screenshotted something that this is so interesting. I just saw it, or not interesting. It's just like the timing is crazy. I was looking at my Pinterest board the other night and I had screenshot someone's like in detail tips for this exact thing. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Wait, that would be huge.
Like this is this girl. I had like screenshotted this thing.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's Should so I long. Read it?
Yeah.
She says, here's what you do. Exfoliate, then rub the area with baby oil before you shave to soften the hair and skin.
Okay.
Shave using a men's razor, one with four blades, men's moisturizing shaving cream. Since they're made for faces, they're extra gentle. Dab some rubbing alcohol on the skin after you shave to kill bacteria and close your pores. And then apply an unscented deodorant liberally. And this will keep you dry down there and you will not chafe and it prevents razor bumps. You will have the smoothest
ever. Oh my gosh.
See,
but you said do that every day.
She said, mine was always flawless. I was a dancer for 4 years and I did this almost daily.
Wow,
that's a lot of work though.
Ooh, that
no,
is.
That's way
like
too
once a week, you know, do that on Sunday,
yeah,
in your everything after your everything shower or before, maybe.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow. I say laser for me. Have you guys done laser hair removal at all?
I like tried it and I feel like it didn't work, but I don't know if I didn't do enough sessions or something.
Well, for me, I think it just helped it like become so much thinner and
more manageable,
finer and manageable. Like, I did my armpits and I did my legs and my whole Brazilian. And I just feel like shaving now is like so much easier. I have very like coarse hair, like especially my armpit hair literally would grow back the next day.
Me
it would
too.
Be like so stubbly. And now it's just so much finer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Laser is kind of like sometimes it can be pricey and you do want to go to someone that's like.
Yeah, because you could get hurt. Or
like, yeah. Because some people are like, oh, get a like Groupon or something. But I feel like. Sometimes that's scary with like lasers on your skin.
Totally.
Yeah, you don't
but
want to get a burn.
If you can, like getting laser, I do feel like it depends on your hair and your skin, but I think sometimes it can help at least make it more manageable. And then when you shave, it's like a little smoother. I don't know.
I always tell myself like no one's looking as closely as you, unfortunately. Like I know it's annoying. Unfortunately.
What would be great?
I mean, no one's looking at my crotch.
Unfortunately, I don't have better tips, but like really, I feel like you're your own worst critic in that sense. And I do understand like being on a vacation though, and you look down and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? But really, like you are your own.
It's true.
Sure.
I've never, now that I'm thinking about it, been like seeing someone and be like, oh wow, they really should have shaved.
Like, yeah.
No,
or like,
I've never
look at the
it.
Bumps on her or something.
Yeah.
Like,
never.
Especially in person. It's like, it's one thing if you're trying to take pictures where it's like someone can zoom in and look at everything. But especially in person, if you're just out, you know?
No, definitely. I think that's the one thing. Like, I feel like we've transitioned so far into, you know, not retouched photos and stuff, like especially like commercials too. But the bikini line is always flawless. I'm like, let's put some bumps there.
Yeah, I know.
So I feel more, because I feel like we do everything else. We're like non-edited, but the bikini line's always looking great.
Yeah. I'm like, and I feel like it's pretty rare for it to be like baby smooth on someone. Yeah. Like it always, even when I do laser, even when I do whatever, it's like, it's not just like it's baby soft.
No,
like,
yeah.
It has some bumps or something going on.
No, yeah.
Like but I do get that, especially with some of these bikinis. I'm like, this is literally a piece of string.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All
yeah.
These new They're trends. Getting smaller and smaller.
I'll shave
and be like, oh, that's good enough. And then I could put on the bikini. Yeah. Like, oh, is it?
I put on the bathing suit prior to my shower to see where I need to hit. Yeah. I'm like, where are my target areas?
Oh my gosh, that's really funny.
What can I leave?
Yeah. What? No. You kind of have to. What do I have to get more attention?
Yeah.
I feel like not actually taking a break. I feel like in between the shaving, like, if I shave every day, I feel like then I get more bumps. Like, I feel like I need to shave and, like, leave it for a week.
Just so strategize.
Marinate. Like,
exactly. 100%. I need advice on phrases to say to family members when they make comments about my body. Mm. When my mom says my butt looks flat, my mother-in-law says I look healthy now.
Oh, no.
When they point out my natural blonde is dark for the winter, et cetera, they're always hitting my biggest insecurities.
Nothing worse.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean... She said it hit my biggest insecurities. I would be like, oof, that one hurt. Like, I would literally say, like, that affects me.
Like, make a reaction.
That's what I, that's like, that's what I would do. Like, when my, we always say our brothers know how to, like, hit us where it hurts. I'll be like, ouch. Like, you know my weakest point.
Yeah. I usually just break out into tears.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh my God. Like,
that should do the trick.
Yeah. I feel like if you play it off, they're like, okay, she doesn't really care.
That's true.
That was my immediate reaction.
Being honest,
yeah,
groundbreaking. No, but literally groundbreaking.
But sometimes it's hard.
Sometimes it's hard to do that. But I feel like that's the answer.
Or almost like an acknowledgement, like back to it. Like if they're like, your hair looks brassy, like you could be like, so like, yeah, and like almost being like, I hear your point, and like,
what's the point of verbalizing it?
Yes,
yeah,
like kind of standing up for yourself in that way. I think I know it's hard though. Like someone like a mother-in-law, like that's tough. Like at least like with your own family, it could be a little easier to be like, hey, stop, that was rude or something. But if it's someone that's maybe a little bit outside.
Yeah.
I know. We always talk about that. It's different when it's your own, depending on the dynamic you have with your family. But like for the most part, if it's your own family, like I feel a lot more comfortable being like, excuse me, like that
was
so rude.
Yeah.
And then if it's like an in-law or like a little bit, like an extended, like an aunt or someone that I don't know, I'm like, well, I'm not going to like freak out at you. But
if you want the most, you know, I like to offer sometimes maybe the toxic version of the advice. It's like,
I love it.
You know, if they say something maybe passive aggressive, you can always either A, throw it back, like something passive aggressive to them. I know you probably have, you know, have something in your mind.
Your dark thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah. You can kind of maybe like throw it back, but not where it's like, because the worst type of critique that someone gives is where it's not super obvious for you to have a reaction. It would almost be like you would look over dramatic if you reacted to it. You know what I mean? Like,
I hate that.
You got to do your highlights. Like, and they just kind of move on. And if you were to be like, excuse me, like, then people think you're the whatever.
I hate that.
So you got to do
like
it.
Like, you feel like the drama queen, but you're like, no, you're rude.
You got to do the passive aggressive back. Like, yeah, I will. Like, maybe we can go together and you can get your, like, split ends
exercising,
you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
In like a jokey way, playful. I fully believe if people are going to dish it out, like, they must take it. Like,
they must
be able to. If you have to be able to, like, if you're going to throw out comments, like, okay, I'll point out, like, it's kind of rude, but it's like, okay, let me point out something about you then. If you're gonna,
and it's all projections anyways, clearly. Like, if they're,
like,
that's their own issues with their body or what they perceive to be the perfect body. So,
yeah, I catch it myself. I'll be like, I think that's just me projecting, but I'm still going to say it. But I'm just letting you know. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
You have to have self-awareness.
Okay. Let's just do one more and then we'll call it a day.
I've been in a situationship for over a year now. We are in college. He plays college football and won't commit to me. He acts like we're dating. We have sleepovers, hang out every day. I make him dinner, but he won't put a label on it. I get so mad at him and ask him why. And he said he is just waiting for it to be the right moment. I've tried to end it over and over, but he tells me every time.
I've tried to probably end
it.
Maybe.
Okay. Over and over, but he tells me every time, I'm going to commit. You're the perfect one for me. What do I do, guys?
Wait, how old is... Or sorry, I'm...
They're in college.
I'm sorry. How long have they been doing this?
Over a year.
Over a year?
I do feel like he's stringing you along.
Yeah.
Like, the perfect moment.
I know, and you don't want to give an ultimatum, because I don't believe in ultimatums, but
at some point, you just got to be like, okay, well, you're not committing. It's not like commit to me or else. It's like, you're not committing to me. Goodbye.
Yeah. And sometimes then maybe he'll be like, wait. Yeah. But you don't want to bank on that. You have to leave knowing that he really won't
be ready to walk away.
Yeah. And you said she's in college or something?
Yeah, she's in college. Yeah,
like, you deserve to enjoy your college experience. Yeah. Like, you only get those ones. Like, you deserve to enjoy the rest of it or whatever you have.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you also, like, you're giving him boyfriend privileges without, like, the title.
Yeah, exactly.
And he doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve a man that is going to, like, be... So
he's like, where's my dinner? Was waiting for the perfect moment, actually.
Yeah, the absolutely least you could do not. Is call me your girlfriend. That's
in
the bare minimum.
You haven't found one perfect moment?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's a long
strange.
Time.
Strange, yeah.
That's odd.
Interesting.
You need to find more moments, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point about the label. Like, you're giving him access. I feel like a lot of girls will write in, like, that's a very common thing people write in. Like, he just won't commit. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, the right guy will commit to you because he will be obsessed with you. He doesn't want to lose you.
And he doesn't want you to date anybody else.
He doesn't want you to date anyone else. And yeah, you shouldn't be making him dinner every night. And then he can't even call
you. He's gotten
comfortable.
And unfortunately, even if he is, you know, down the road going to be the right one, he won't realize it until you're gone. So he's not going to just change because you're there still doing the same exact things. There's going to be nothing motivating him because you're what is he getting out of it differently? So you just have to leave.
Preach.
Bye. I wish we had time for 20 more.
These were
great.
So fun. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for coming
for
on.
Gosh,
thanks. Yeah. This was so fun. I don't want this day to end.
I know.
Day.
Yeah. What should the swap name be like? What we gals? What we
I
like?
Know.
What the gals said?
What the gals said?
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, we need to come up with something little.
We'll think of it. Yeah.
Tell everyone where they can listen to your podcast and find you guys on YouTube and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're at Gals in the Go Podcast on Instagram, Gals in the Go Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and then I'm at Danielle Carolyn on everything,
and I'm at Brooke Michio on everything.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
Yay, thank you, guys.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.